I am sitting here with Mary Kessler. She's the Dean of UE's College of Education and Health Sciences. We're sitting in her office on the third floor of the Stone Family Center for Health Sciences. Could you tell me a little bit about the relationship between the University of Evansville and the Stone Family Center?
We are one of the other two academic institutions that are moving our programs down here. So the University of Southern Indiana is moving some of their graduate programs, as well as Indiana University School of Medicine Evansville campus will have their medical students here. And then the University of Evansville is moving their doctoral program in physical therapy and their master's program in physician assistant science to the Stone Family Center. So we will have approximately 250 graduate students here and 21 faculty and staff who teach those students.
And those numbers, are those just UE's programs or all of the programs combined?
No, those numbers are just the UE graduate students that will be here. So Indiana University, they will have probably in the end, as their programs grow, several hundred students, as will the University of Southern Indiana. So my understanding is when the building is fully enrolled and has all of the programs, maybe 500 to 600 students will be in the center plus faculty and staff.
And could you talk a little bit about the benefits of moving downtown? What access will these students have that they might not have been able to have at the old campus?
This facility is state of the art in terms of the equipment, the resources, and I think the one true benefit is the multi-institutional collaboration that we have here. So our students, for example, the UE first-year physical therapy and physician assistant students will actually be in a class this fall with first-year medical students. So they will be taking a human structure, gross anatomy, cadaver dissection course together. Our goal in the center has always been that we want to improve healthcare delivery and the healthcare team. So we give our students now the opportunity to train next door or with other healthcare provider students. So it's really a very kind of one-of-a-kind facility and learning opportunity for our students.
So are there any other schools that you're aware of that have this kind of setup where medical students and physical therapy students can take classes together? Or is this really like a, like you said, a one-of-a-kind thing?
It happens in larger kind of research medical campus where you might see those students together. But I think what's the unique thing about this center is the three academic partners. You have two public institutions and a private institution coming together to cohabitate and really try to think about what is best really in the end for our patients and our communities that we end up serving. So we feel that this collaboration is kind of one of a kind. We're not aware of many other opportunities or many other organizations that provide this.
And so you studied physical therapy at UE. Are you jealous of the current students? Did you wish you had access to these kind of opportunities?
Certainly. I mean, we've seen a lot of evolution in healthcare in the last 20 to 25 years. So these students really do have learning spaces. You know, as we walk through the building today, you'll see lots of opportunity for small breakout spaces, you know, independent study. The cadaver lab will have 24 tables for the students, high screen fidelity cameras. We have simulation space in the building. So all of the students from all three institutions have access to really a great learning opportunity here. So yes, I am jealous.
So you've mentioned a lot of the benefits for the students. What about the faculty? Will they see any kind of research benefits of partnering with other institutions, or what would that look like?
I think the benefit for our faculty is they now are with the opportunity, as you said, for research. So one of the goals of all of our graduate health programs is research that really impacts the community, that changes how we either practice physical therapy or deliver our physician assistant science curriculum. So right now, you can walk upstairs to the fourth floor and have access to the IU Medical School faculty. So we are on the third floor with faculty from the University of Southern Indiana. So I think there'll be lots of informal conversations that will occur between faculty members with similar kind of research interests, and those kind of organic kind of projects will begin to take place, absolutely.
Are you able to talk of any projects that are currently happening, or is that still not happened yet?
I mean, we all probably have our independent institutional projects. Our faculty have projects that they are very involved in related to injury prevention, fall prevention, children, but really have not begun a lot of those. This is what I'm doing, perhaps what is my neighbor from USI doing, but that I think that will happen very shortly once everybody's in the building.
And so you mentioned the building, and I'm kind of curious about the layout. So we're sitting in your office right now, and as we walked in, it looked like there was a long hallway full of offices. And I asked, so is this just UE's facilities? And you were like, no. Can you talk a little bit about kind of the layout and how that might facilitate that kind of interaction?
So on this floor, the third floor, it is the University of Evansville and the University of Southern Indiana's program. So our hall that we're on is the UE faculty. And as we turn the corner, then you move right into the University of Southern Indiana faculty. As we really designed the building and worked as a team of three institutions, it was really important that as you walk through the building, it feels like one building. It doesn't feel like, okay, now I'm in UE space or I'm in USI space or the medical school space. So the idea is that it is one building and we all just kind of live and work here together.
Those are all my questions. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that you feel like we didn't get to?
Sure. I just think it's important that these are only two of our programs that are moving down here. So these are programs that are offered at the graduate level. We do have other graduate programs still on the home campus and all of our undergraduate programs. So our nursing program is not moving down here, although they will have opportunity. Our athletic training program, public health programs are not moving down, but our goal really institutionally is to give all of our students an opportunity to interact with the Stone Family Center. So we're hoping to get our undergraduate students here. Even a prospective student will have opportunity to do their visits here and come to the downtown area, which we think is important.
And so if two of your programs are moving from the main campus to here, I imagine that frees up some space at the main campus. Can you talk a little bit about what might happen to that?
We are. So we're looking at some changes for our School of Education, which is teacher preparation, and also our Dunnigan Family School of Nursing. Both of those programs are in need of additional space. Our School of Health Sciences is looking for more space. And then our adult education programs are moving over into our building so that really all six of our programs will either be on this campus or this location or our home campus.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking with me. I'm speaking with Dean Mary Kessler, who's UE's Dean of the College of Education and Health Sciences. We're in her office at the Stone Family Center. Thank you very much.